All right, welcome back to Talking Baseball on a beautiful Sunday morning in the Bay Area. And I'm having the privilege to bring in a good friend of mine for our next segment. She was born in Oakland. She loves her Las Vegas Raiders. Emmy Award winner for Forever Giants. Also, in 2018, she was the mistress of ceremonies in the inauguration of London Breed. And if you have a 2020 Topps baseball collection, she's got a limited baseball card. Let's bring in the great Ranelle Brooks Moon.
Good morning, Bill. Thank you for that lovely introduction.
Always, my lady. You know that. But I got to ask you one thing right off the bat, Ranelle. You look pretty sharp in those Lucille Flipper beanie hat yesterday.
Nope, not wearing it. Not wearing it. I love Lou. I posted that it was the giveaway yesterday, but I had just gotten my hair done, and I was not going to wear the beanie. That's not my look. That's really not my jam. But with all love and due respect to Lucille.
Well, you made me giggle pretty good when I saw it on Twitter. It was pretty funny. But a lot of fans had him on yesterday at the game. It was a pretty good look. But, you know, a couple things happened this week. The all-female broadcast game, the Orioles against Tampa Bay, Sarah Lang and Melody Newman did a great job. What'd you think of that? And how great is it to see the female in the broadcast booth?
Oh, my gosh, Bill. It was so wonderful. I mean, I got very emotional because this is something I've been hoping for since I've been working in baseball, even long before the Giants. I actually did some TV for the A's. And it just is showing how we are here to stay. We belong. We are qualified. And the momentum that we are seeing for women, not just in baseball, but in all areas of all sports in terms of officiating and coaching. And so it just really solidified that the momentum that women in sports are on right now. But I thought it was fantastic. The only thing, I wish the game had been in Baltimore because, as you probably know, they hired a female PA announcer this year, Adrian Roberson. So I wish it would have been at home so she could have been on the mic for the all-female broadcast. That's the only thing that was missing. But it was absolutely phenomenal. And the way it inspires me, I've been in the game for so long, but also little girls and young women who want to do this as well. It just was outstanding.
I thought they did a fabulous job. When you start thinking about all the work they had to do and all the prep work, and Sarah Lang said, this is the first time we did this, and it won't be the last. And I enjoyed it. I really did. I went on the Facebook site and watched it and listened to them, and they were spot on. It was like they were playing the game of baseball. And you know what, Ranelle? Those are achievements for all females.
Absolutely. They are inspiring women all across the board. And, yeah, they said that it won't be the last, which, you know, Madam Vice President said the night they won the election. I'm the first, but I won't be the last. So it's just inspiring, and I hope it inspires, you know, everybody to, you know, dream big and go for it and go for achieving, you know, what you really want. But they were fantastic. I could not have been happier.
Ranelle, you cheer this team on when they're on the road. Of course, you're in the booth and watching all these fans come to Oracle Park. But you got to see a good friend of yours yesterday, Lamont Wade Jr. You call him your grandson. How cool was that, and how much of important to him to know who you are, as well as you to say to him, hey, keep it going, my friend.
Oh, my goodness. First of all, what a class act. And this is his moment. This is his time. He's been working so hard for this. And it could not happen to a nicer guy. And yeah, we've done some virtual events together. So, but that yesterday was the first time that we met in person, and it was a really important event. The Players Alliance, for listeners that may not know, it's a group of over 150 current and former Black baseball players who are using their voices and their platform to, you know, increase participation for Blacks and people of color, communities of color, to get more involved in baseball, but particularly the Black community, because as you know, there's, you know, such a shortage of Black professional baseball players now. So it was great. We hosted, along with the Players Alliance, some junior Giants from the Willie Mays Boys and Girls Clubhouse in Hunters Point. And Lamont was not actually scheduled to come out and meet the kids because it was so close to game time, but he signed balls for them. And then I got a text saying, we're going to push it back a little bit because Lamont wants to come out and meet the kids. And their eyes just lit up and they went bananas. And he was so engaging with them. And he's so solid as a rock. But for me, it was really, I do feel like I'm his grandma. I mean, I couldn't be prouder of him if he were my real grandchild. But he's been just a pleasure to get to know. And, you know, and I'm also very protective of him, Bill, because he, you know, when he was traded to us, we got him in the trade with the Twins. And immediately, you know, they were putting him to work on panels to talk about race and the Black community in baseball. And I'm very protective of him because I'm like, he is trying to start his career here. And, you know, I didn't want him to have to take on so much of that responsibility. So I'm super protective of him, but he is owning all of it. And he's just a stand up guy. I love him to pieces and I'm so happy for him. He told me his parents are going to be out, I think, for Tuesday's game. They haven't been to see him play in San Francisco. They've been on some road trips. So I hope I get to meet his parents too and let them know that I too am now a member of the Wade family.
Rinnell Brooks Moon joining me on Talking Baseball. In 2008, you were inducted into the Bay Area Radio Hall of Fame. And, of course, Marty Lurie was just accepting that this week. And I want to bring Marty on so you can congratulate him, Rinnell. How you doing today, Marty?
Hey, very good, Rinnell. How are you?
I'm doing well, Marty. It's so great to hear your voice. We texted earlier this week. I had to reach out and congratulate you and let you know that I voted for you. And I'm so thrilled for you. In my opinion, it's long overdue. And I really want to share with everyone how supportive you have been of me and how much of a privilege it has been to work with you and learn from you. We did a pregame show together several years ago that some people may not know about, but I've learned so much from you, and it's been such a gift to, you know, have this relational.
So you can congratulate him, Rinnell. How are you doing today, Marty?
Hey, very good, Rinnell. How are you?
Whoop, I lost you there.
Are we lose her?
Yeah, I think so.
I think we lost her. Yeah, it kind of died out there. But it's a great honor. Yeah, it's a great honor.
I will say this about Rinnell. She'll come back on. She is a star. Mm-hmm. She is an incredible star, not only at the ballpark, but in the community. And I don't necessarily just mean the Black community. She is a star in the entire Bay Area. When any dignitary comes or the special events happen, she is the first one they go to do the introductions and handle the programs. We have a major star at the ballpark, and that is Rinnell. Yeah, and Rinnell, I'm just talking about you, and I'm just saying, well, you are the biggest star I know. There's no one bigger than you, and I just want to let you know that. It's just wonderful, everything you've accomplished. And I say when anyone comes to the Bay Area or there's an event that they need someone to MC or be mm-hmm. the dignitary to welcome everybody, you are the first choice. So congratulations on that. You're beyond the Hall of Fame, I'll tell you that.
Oh, well, thank you, Marty. And sorry that I dropped out there. But this job is such a privilege and an honor for me. And every time I can get on a microphone and represent the Giants or provide some community outreach or community service, that's really the best part of my job. And again, you've always been so, so supportive. And I just want to congratulate you again.
Well, I appreciate it. I just want to know, I've never seen you wear the same pair of shoes twice. And I want to know how Tommy Brooks Moon, how does Tommy Moon deal with all this?
Well, you know, I hit the jackpot with my husband, my life partner, you know, who had dreams of being a major leaguer himself. So, you know, so he kind of hit the jackpot with me too. So it's all good.
I love it. No, I'll tell you, I've never seen you wear the same pair of shoes twice. And, you know, you're my idol with that. I'll tell you that. What do you think of the ball club in this whole season? You know, I don't think we'll ever forget 2021, no matter what happens. And there's a long way to go. You know that.
Yeah, it has been so much fun. First of all, obviously, nobody expected this. And to have it happen and then to have the fans coming back in June, it has felt like a playoff atmosphere for so many games. Even last night, they were hanging in there. The crowd was hanging in there till the bitter end. But it reminds me a lot of the championship years, Marty and Bill, where the team chemistry is so on point. They've all bought in to Gabe and his philosophy and the coaching staff. And every day it's a different guy stepping up. It reminds me so much of those great championship runs. It has been so, so much fun to watch. And, you know, these last two obviously were pretty rough. And, I mean, I was exhausted after the Dodger series, so they had to be mentally and physically exhausted too, right? But it has just been fantastic to watch. And, you know, and again, this fan base is so knowledgeable and they're just so engaged in every pitch. When we had the draft pick, Will Bednar, Amy G interviewed him live in the ballpark during the game. And people were on their feet, you know, embracing him. And, you know, they know all about him already and they're applauding and cheering. And this is just, you know, we say it all the time. It's the best fans in all of baseball. And for me to be able to, you know, experience that with them and to reconnect with them this season has been such a gift. And it has really made me appreciate even more having had no fans last season, appreciate so much more that I have the privilege of having this job. But this team is so much fun to watch, and I'm just excited for the second half. And I know we got to get through today, but I'm ready. I'm ready for LA. I'm ready to go.
Well, Ronel, we want to thank you for joining us this morning on Talking Baseball. Thanks so much for joining us and congratulating Marty Leary, a well-deserved honor for him. And a great homestand coming up. Need a win today. And then you got the Dodgers and the Astros coming in. So looking forward to listening to you as I go to Oracle Park this week to watch a couple games. And always a pleasure catching up with you, Ronel. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Marty. It's great. It's so great to hear you guys on the radio again, and it's great to be able to join you this morning. Thanks so much for having me. Congratulations, Marty. I love you
so
much.
I love you, too. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Okay, you too. Thanks. Okay.
All right, more on Talking Baseball coming up with Bruce and Marty as we continue the morning show as we get you ready for the third game against the Pirates and the Giants, all coming up on KNBR, the sports leader.